Oh Say Can You Say by Dr. Seuss. Read by Miranda Richardson. Oh, say, can you say? Said a book-reading parrot named Hui. The words in this book are all phooey. When you say them, your lips will make slips and backflips, and your tongue may end up in St. Louis.
Fresh, fresher, freshest.
Do you like fresh fish?
It's just fine at Finney's Diner. Finney also has some fresher fish that's fresher and much finer. But his best fish is his freshest fish. And Finney says with pride, the finest fish at Finney's is my freshest fish, French fried.
So,
don't order the fresh or the fresher fish. At Finney's, if you're wise, you'll say,
fetch me the finest French fried freshest fish that Finney fries.
Din's shin. We have a dinosaur named Din. Din's thin. Din doesn't have much skin, and the bones fall out of his left front shin. Then we have to call in Pinner Blin, who comes with his handy shin pin bin. And with a thin Blin shin bone pin, Blin pins Din's shin bones right back in. Bedspreader, breadspreader. Bedspreaders spread spreads on beds. Breadspreaders spread butters on breads. And that bedspreader better watch out how he's spreading, or that breadspreader's sure going to butter his bedding. Eight cakes, great cakes. As he gobbled the cakes on his plate, the greedy ape said as he ate, the greener green grapes are, the keener keen apes are, to gobble green grape cakes, they're great!
Are you having trouble saying this stuff? It's really quite easy for me. I just look in my mirror and see what I say, and then I just say what I see.
Now let's talk about money.
You should leave your grox home when you travel by air. If you take him along, they charge double the fare. And your grox must be packed and locked up in a grox box, which costs much, much more than a little old fox box. So it's heaps a lot cheaper to fly with your foxes than waste all that money on boxes for groxes. And what do you think costs more? A simple thimble or a single shingle? Could cost less than a single shingle would, I guess.
So I think that the single shingle should cost more than the simple thimble would.
Eat at Skipper Zips. If you like to eat potato chips and chew pork chops on Skipper Ships, I suggest that you chew a few chips and a chop at Skipper Zips Clipper Ship Chip Chop Shop.
And if your tongue is getting queasy, don't give up. The next one's easy.
The Fudnuddlers. There are so many things that you really should know, and that's why I'm bothering telling you so. You should know the first names of the Fudnuddler brothers who like to pile each on the heads of the others. If you start at the top, there are Bipper and Bud, and Skipper and Jipper and Jeffrey and Judd, Horatio, Horace and Hendrix and Hud, and then come Dinwoody and Dinty and Dud, also Fitzsimmon and Frederick and Fudd, and Slinky and Stinky and Stuart and Stud. And down at the bottom is poor little Lud. But if Lud ever sneezes, his name will be Mud.
Quack, quack.
We have two ducks, one blue, one black. And when our blue duck goes quack, quack, our black duck quickly quack, quacks back. The quack's blue quacks makes her quite a quacker. But black is a quicker quacker becker.
Speaking of quacks reminds me of cracks and stacks and sacks and shacks and snacks. So!
Oh, say, can you say, I have cracks in my shack. I have smack in my sack. And I think there's a snack in the sack of my back.
West Beast, East Beast. Upon an island hard to reach, the East Beast sits upon his beach. Upon the West Beach sits the West Beast. Each beach beast thinks he's the best beast. Which beast is best? Well, I thought at first that the East was best, then the West was worst. Then I looked again from the West to the East. And I liked the beast on the East Beach least.
Pete, Pats, Pigs.
Pete, Briggs, Pats, Pigs. Briggs, Pats, Pink Pigs. Briggs, Pats, Big Pigs. Don't ask me why, it doesn't matter. Pete Briggs is a pink pig, big pig patter. Pete Briggs pats his big pig pigs all day. Don't ask me why, I cannot say. Then Pete puts his patted pigs away in his Pete Briggs, Pink Pigs, Big Pigs, Pig Pen.
Fred's food. Fred food. Fritz needs Fred, and Fred needs Fritz. Fritz eats Fred, and Fred eats Fritz. Fred feeds Fritz with Fritzy Fred food. Fritz feeds Fred with Fritzy Fritz food. And Fritz, when Fred has often said, I'm a Fred fed Fritz. Fred's a Fritz fed Fred.
How to tell a klotz from a glotz.
Well, the glotz, you will notice, has lots of black spots. The klotz is quite different, with lots of black dots. But the big problem is that the spots on a glotz are about the same size as the dots on a klotz. So you first have to spot who the one with the dots is. Then it's easy to tell who the klotz or the glotz is.
What would you rather be when you grow up? A cop in a cop's cap, or a cupcake cook in a cupcake cook's cap? Or a fat flapjack flapper in a flat flapjack cap? Or, if you think you don't like cop's caps, flapjack flappers, or cupcake cook's caps, maybe you're one of those choosy chaps who likes cookie captain caps, perhaps.
More about Blynn. Well, when Blynn comes home tired from his work-pinning shins, the happiest hour of old Blynn's day begins. Mr. Blynn is the father of musical twins, who, tucking twin instruments under twin chins, lull their daddy to sleep with twin Blynn violins.
Say, can you say, far away in Berlin, a musical urchin named Gretchen von Schwinn has a blue-footed, two-footed, trick-fingered, slick-fingered, six-fingered, six-string tin Schwinn mandolin.
Rope soap, hoop soap.
If you hope to wash soup off a rope, simply scrub it with scrope.
Scrope is so strong that no rope is too long.
But if you should wish to wash soup off a hoop, I suggest that it's best to let your whole silly souped-up hoop soak in
Soapy Cooper's Super Soup Off Hoops Soap Sud.
Merry Christmas, Marsh. One year, we had a Christmas brunch with Merry Christmas Mush to munch. But I don't think you'd care for such. We didn't like to munch mush much.
And speaking of Christmas, here are some great gifts to give to your daddy. If your daddy's name is Jim, and if Jim swims, and if Jim's slim, the perfect Christmas gift for him is a set of Slim Jim swim fins. But if your daddy's name is Dwight, and he likes to look at birds at night, the gift for Dwight that might be right is a bright Dwight Bird Flight night sight light.
But never give your daddy a walrus. A walrus with whiskers is not a good pet. And the walrus which whispers is worse even yet. When a walrus lisps whispers through tough, rough, wet whiskers, your poor daddy's ear will get blispers and bliskers.
And that's almost enough of such stuff for one day. One more and you're finished.
Oh, say, can you say...
The storm starts when the drops start dropping. When the drops stop dropping, then the storm starts stopping.
When you hear this, turn the page.
Oh, say, can you say? Said a book-reading parrot named Hui, the words in this book are all phooey. When you say them, your lips will make slips and backflips, and your tongue may end up in St. Louis.
Fresh. Fresher, freshest.
Do you like fresh fish? It's just fine at Finney's Diner. Finney also has some fresher fish. It's fresher and much finer. But his best fish is his freshest fish. And Finney says with pride, the finest fish at Finney's is my freshest fish, French fried. So,
don't order the fresh or the fresher fish. At Finney's, if you're wise, you'll say,
fetch me the finest French fried freshest fish that Finney fries.
Din's shin. We have a dinosaur named Din. Din's thin. Din doesn't have much skin, and the bones fall out of his left front shin. Then we have to call in Pinner Blin, who comes with his handy shin pin bin. And with a thin Blin shin bone pin, Blin pins Din's shin bones right back in.
Bedspreader, breadspreader. Bedspreaders spread spreads on beds. Breadspreaders spread butters on bread.
And that bed spreader better watch out how he's spreading, or that bread spreader's sure going to butter his bedding.
Ape cakes, grape cakes. As he gobbled the cakes on his plate, the greedy ape said as he ate, "The greener green grapes are, the keener keen apes are, to gobble green grape cakes, they're great!"
"Are you having trouble saying this stuff? It's really quite easy for me. I just look in my mirror and see what I say, and then I just say what I see."
Now let's talk about money.
"You should leave your Grox home when you travel by air. If you take him along, they charge double the fare. And your Grox must be packed and locked up in a Grox box, which costs much, much more than a little old fox box. So it's heaps a lot cheaper to fly with your foxes than waste all that money on boxes for Groxes. And what do you think costs more, a simple thimble or a single shingle? A simple thimble could cost less than a single shingle would, I guess.
So I think that the single shingle should cost more than the simple thimble would."
Eat at Skipper Zips. "If you like to eat potato chips and chew pork chops on Clipper Ships, I suggest that you chew a few chips and a chop at Skipper Zips Clipper Ship Chip Chop Shop.
And if your tongue is getting queasy, don't give up. The next one's easy."
The Fudnuddlers. There are so many things that you really should know, and that's why I'm bothering telling you so. You should know the first names of the Fudnuddler brothers who like to pile each on the heads of the others. If you start at the top, there are Bipper and Bud, and Skipper and Jipper, and Jeffrey and Judd, Horatio, Horace and Hendrix and Hud, and then come Dinwoody and Dinty and Dud, also Fitzsimmon and Frederick and Fudd, and Slinky and Stinky and Stuart and Stud, and down at the bottom is poor little Lud. But if Lud ever sneezes, his name will be Mud.
Quack, quack.
We have two ducks, one blue, one black, and when our blue duck goes quack, quack, our black duck quickly quack, quacks back. The quack's blue quacks makes her quite a quacker, but black is a quicker quacker-backer.
Speaking of quacks reminds me of cracks and stacks and sacks and shacks and snacks. So,
oh say, can you say, I have cracks in my shack, I have smoke in my stack, and I think there's a snack in the sack of my back.
West Beast, East Beast. Upon an island hard to reach, the East Beast sits upon his beach. Upon the West Beach sits the West Beast. Each beach beast thinks he's the best beast. Which beast is best? Well, I thought at first that the East was best and the West was worst. And I looked again from the West to the East, and I liked the beast on the East Beach least.
Pete Pats Pigs. Pete Briggs Pats Pigs. Briggs Pats Pink Pigs. Briggs Pats Big Pigs. Don't ask me why, it doesn't matter. Pete Briggs is a pink pig, big pig patter. Pete Briggs pats his big pink pigs all day. Don't ask me why, I cannot say. Then Pete puts his patted pigs away in his Pete Briggs pink pigs, big pigs pig pen.
Fritz food, Fred food. Fritz needs Fred, and Fred needs Fritz. Fritz feeds Fred, and Fred feeds Fritz. Fred feeds Fritz with ritzy Fred food. Fritz feeds Fred with ritzy Fritz food. And Fritz, when fed, has often said, "I'm a Fred-fed Fritz. Fred's a Fritz-fed Fred."
How to tell a klotz from a glotz.
Well, the glots, you will notice, has lots of black spots. The clots is quite different, with lots of black dots. But the big problem is that the spots on a glots are about the same size as the dots on a clots. So you first have to spot who the one with the dots is. Then it's easy to tell who the clots or the glots is.
What would you rather be when you grow up? A cop in a cop's cap, or a cupcake cook in a cupcake cook's cap? Or a fat flapjack flapper in a flat flapjack cap? Or, if you think you don't like cop's caps, flapjack flappers, or cupcake cook's caps, maybe you're one of those choosy chaps who likes cookie captain's caps, perhaps. More about Blin.
Well, when Blin comes home tired from his work pinning shins, the happiest hour of old Blin's day begins. Mr. Blin is the father of musical twins, who, tucking twin instruments under twin chins, lull their daddy to sleep with twin Blin violins. And, oh, say, can you say, far away in Berlin, a musical urchin named Gretchen von Schwinn has a blue-footed, two-footed, trick-fingered, slick-fingered, six-fingered, six-string tin Schwinn mandolin.
Rope soap, hoop soap. If you hope to wash soup off a rope, simply scrub it with scrope.
Scrope is so strong that no rope is too long.
But if you should wish to wash soup off a hoop, I suggest that it's best to let your whole silly souped-up hoop soak in
Soapy Cooper's Super Soup Off Hoops Soak Suds.
Merry Christmas, Marsh. One year we had a Christmas brunch with Merry Christmas Mush to munch. But I don't think you'd care for such. We didn't like to munch mush much.
And speaking of Christmas, here are some great gifts to give to your daddy. If your daddy's name is Jim, and if Jim swims, and if Jim's slim, the perfect Christmas gift for him is a set of Slim Jim swim fins. But if your daddy's name is Dwight, and he likes to look at birds at night, the gift for Dwight that might be right is a bright Dwight bird flight night sight light.
But never give your daddy a walrus. A walrus with whiskers is not a good pet. And the walrus which whispers is worse even yet. When a walrus lisps whispers through tough, rough, wet whiskers, your poor daddy's ear will get blispers and bliskers.
And that's almost enough of such stuff for one day. One more and you're finished.
Oh, say, can you say...
The storm starts when the drops start dropping. When the drops stop dropping, then the storm starts stopping.